Zayin Adar Aleph, Friday, 4th of February, Rabbi Yosef Lewis, the Yotzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Pasuk this week's parasha starts with Va'atah Tetzave, Espenei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yikcho Elecha Shem Azayis, and should take to himself the Shem Azayis for the Menorah. So all the Mepharshim, everyone knows, asked the Kasha, why does the Pasuk change its Lashon? Normally it says, Vaydabe Hashem al Moshe Lemoy. The Bnei Yisrael spoke to Moshe, and he told him what he wanted to tell him, and here the Pasuk changes, and he leaves out the name of Moshe, like the Baraturim points out, and the whole Pasha he won't find the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Pasuk changes the Lashon to Va'atah Tetzave, as Bnei Yisrael, you should tell Klal Yisrael, V'yikcho Elecho. And with this, the Pasuk leaves out the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Baraturim points out, in the whole Pasha, this is the only Pasha from when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, besides for Seder Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu was saying the Mishnah Torah, but you never find a Pasha that Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in the Pasha. Pasha Tetzave is the only Pasha that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is left out. So I saw from the Gaon, then the Gaon says, that the Yom Petiria, the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, always falls out in Pashas Tetzave. Always falls out. He says certain times it wasn't, but in general, most times it always falls out in Pashas Tetzave. So therefore, to be Miriam is that Moshe Rabbeinu was taken away from us on this Pasha, therefore, the Torah leaves out the name of Moshe Rabbeinu in this Pasha. I said to the Gaon that Moshe, the name Moshe, that's Miriam's on his chitzonius, on the person that Moshe Rabbeinu was, on the guf of Moshe, that is left out in this Pasha, because his guf was taken away from us. But he says the pnimius of Moshe Rabbeinu, the nista of Moshe Rabbeinu, as he explains, is Meromas in this week's Pasha. So he said the minion of Psukim, the amount of Psukim we have in Pasha Tetzave, is 101. There's 101 Psukim in this week's Pasha. So Moshe is written with the letters Mem, She, and Hey. Mem is written with Mem and Mem. So the second Mem is 40. Shin is written Shin, Yud, Nun. So Yud and Nun is 60, with Mem is 100. And Hey is Hey Aleph. So the Aleph is 1, so 101. So the Nista of Moshe, the Mem, Shin, and the Hey, that was taken away from us, so that name is not mentioned in the Pasha. But the Nista, the second Mem, and the Yud and the Nun, and the Aleph that makes up to 101, that is Merumas in the Pasha, because in this week's Pasha, the Guf of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was taken away from us. But the Pnimius of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gadlus, and what Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael, that's with us, Lo'el Mayad, that can never be taken away from us, and that is with us forever. So the Yotzad of Moshe Rabbeinu is today, Zayin Adar. So we'll speak a bit about the Maisim of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a famous story, maybe most of you know, that Tiferes Yisrael brings down the Sof Kedushin. He says, after Moshe Rabbeinu took out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, and the Kriyas Yam Sof, and all the Nisim, says, Shomu Amim Yigoz, and the whole world heard all the Nisim that happened in the Midbar. So he said, there was a king that wanted to find out what are the tchunas, what is the teva, what are the midas of Moshe Rabbeinu, where does he get this koyach, this power to do all these nesim? So he sent a painter, one of his professional painters, to paint a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he went down into the midbar and he painted his picture and he came back and he showed it to the melech. So the melech called in all his chachomim, all his wise people that know how to read chachmas apatzov, they know how to tell the midas of a person by looking at a picture of a person. So they looked at it, and they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, that this the picture of this person has the worst midas, all the bad tivius, his nature is a mamish bad, all the worst midas. The melech got all upset. So someone must be wrong. So the painter started blaming it on the chachomim, and the chachomim started blaming it on the painter, that he didn't paint the picture properly, and it became a whole fight, and the melech got all upset. So the Melech decided he himself is going to have to go into the Midbar and meet Moshe Rabbeinu. So he went down into the Midbar and he saw Moshe Rabbeinu from far, and he sees that Moshe Rabbeinu, with the picture that his painter painted, is exactly the way Moshe Rabbeinu really looks. So he said it must be that his Chachamim, the one that they're supposed to tell him what the midas of Moshe Rabbeinu, they must be wrong. So he decided he's going to go up to Moshe Rabbeinu and ask him what's going on. He told Moshe Rabbeinu the whole story, that they were each blaming it on each other. And he says, now that he sees that the painter was right, so it must be that the Chachomim were wrong. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, that's what the way the story brings it down. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you should know that they're all right. The painter was right, and the Chachomim were right. The emes, my teva, and my midas are mamish bad. I was born with the worst midas, with the worst chunas, with the worst natures. But I worked on myself, and I pushed myself up to this target. And forget, the more you work on yourself, the more you achieve, and the more you can get to. But of course, my midas and my original teva is, of course, very bad midas. And you should know that they're all right. So there was a big nidden between the Talmid of Al Shem. Most of them accepted the story. The Maril Diskin and the Adarius and a lot of other Gedolim went out to negate this story. They said it can't be true. You see, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Nismala Abayas Oira, there was the Shechinah was with him from the minute he was born. So there's a big discussion, Lemaise, if the story is true or not. But you saw this for sure, Emes, that every person, if he's born with the worst midas, and if he has bad midas, and every one of us have to work on our midas, and the more we work on our midas, the more we can get to. So, back to the pasuk, it says, "V'yikru elecha shemen zayezach." So the Ramban asked the kasha, why does it say elecha? We should take to you. Why dafke to Moshe Rabbeinu? Why did v'yikru? We should take shemen zayis, like all other things that we took for the Bnei Yisrael. Why v'yikru elecha? We should take dafke to Moshe. We just took the oldest, the Zav and the Kesef. We took to all the Chachamim, Betzal, whoever built the Mishkan. Why does the shemen have to be taken dafke to Moshe? V'yikru elecha. Why dafke to Moshe? So says Ramban that they should bring it to Moshe, and the shemen for the menorah had to be shemen zayizach, the first drop in it, to be very clear oil. So they should bring it to Moshe, and Moshe will see if the oil is clear and raw for the menorah. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asked the kasha. He says there was no one else in Klal Yisrael that could tell if the shemen is clean shemen and can go to the menorah. Why did it have to be taken dafke to Moshe Rabbeinu? You can find anyone else that could tell if the shemen is good shemen. Why did it have to be taken dafke to Moshe Rabbeinu? So Chaim Shulevitz gives an explanation like this. He says, in Tehillim it says, "Hinim atoivu manoim shevesachim gam yochad." And how nice and how sweet is when brothers are together. Kishemen atoiv, the pasuk says, "Kishemen atoiv ala roish," like shemen that is on the head, yoyred ala zochen, going down onto the beard, zekan aharen, the beard of aharen, sheyoyred al pimidoisav. So the Medrash says, why does it say twice the lashon of zochen? Sheyoyred ala zochen, zekan aharen. So it said yoyred al zekan aharen. What's yoyred ala zochen? Zekan aharen. Why does it say twice the lashon of zochen, a beard? So the Medrash says that when the oil, when Moshe Rabbeinu was put the oil and he was Moshech, Aharon HaKohen for the Kohuna, the oil was dripping down on his beard, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt as if the oil was dripping down his own beard. So he says, the Medrash, Chaim Shmuel explains, the Pasuk says, the closeness and the achdus and the ahava that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon had together, they felt mamish like one. And when the oil was dripping down Aharon's beard, Moshe Rabbeinu was feeling as if it's happening to himself. So that's why the Medrash says twice the Kan. It was dripping down the beard of Aharon, but Moshe was so close to Aharon that they were so close in Achdus and Ahava that they felt, Moshe Rabbeinu felt as if it was dripping down his own beard. And we see the same by Moshe Rabbeinu Aharon. When Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, and he pushed it off, and the Rebbeinu Shlom got very upset. In the end, the Rebbeinu Shlom told him that Aharon, Aharon will see you, and he'll be happy that you're going. He says, so the Chaim Shlom says, because they felt like one. It's not like Aharon was happy that Moshe is going. He felt like they were one, and made Aharon was also going to do the Shlichus of the Rebbeinu Shlom. So that's what Chaim Shlom says. That's why the Pasuk says, V'yikru elecha, should take to you. Even though that the Shemen was taken for the Menorah, who was going to light the Menorah? Aharon HaKohen, but V'yikru elecha, they were taking it also for you. Because Moshe Rabbeinu also felt that taking the oil for the Menorah wasn't just for Aharon, it was also for Moshe. Gemara Erechin says that the Tzitz was Mechapa on Azaz Ponim. The middle of Azaz Panim, the Tzitz was Mechapa in the middle of Azaz Panim. It says in Chasim Sofer that Azaz is, of course, most midas can be used, all midas can be used for good or for bad. You just have to know how to use them. It says Azus, the Gemara says, Klal Yisrael have the midah that they Azim Shabomis. They have this midah of Azus Ponim. Chasam Sefer says that Klal Yisrael have to have this midah, because the only way that Klal Yisrael could be Oymed all these Torahs through all the hardships that Klal Yisrael went through, the only way that it could be Oymed with the Emunah, with the Betochen, and to keep the Torah mitzvahs was only with the midah of Azus. They had a midah of Azus that they are strong and they can fight against the Ummah Shabbat Olam. That's the only way they could stand up and stay strong with their Emunah. But it says Kenegedem, we see that Chazal tell us in Ovis, Az Ponim Legehenim. Az Ponim is a bad midah, and Az Ponim Legehenim. And that's Keneged, one of the midahs of Klal Yisrael, Beishonim. It says, Boishas Ponim Legaleden. That's Keneged, one of the midahs. But every midah could be used for the good, could be used for the bad. And he says, that's what the tzitz, Dafke the tzitz is coming to be mechapa on Azos Ponim. If you use it for the wrong thing, then you need a tzitz to be mechapa. Because on the tzitz it said, Kodesh Lashem. To tell us that the midah of Azos Ponim should only be used for something that is Lashem Shemayim, that is Kodesh Lashem. Don't use it for your own benefit. Only use it for something that's Kodesh Lashem, when you need it to stand up for something for the Rebbeinu Shleilam, to keep your emunah strong. So that's why Dafke the Tzitz was mechaper on the middle of Azus. So Sefer adds on, it says in Ovis, Az Ponem Legehenem, and then the Mishnah finishes off, Yiratzon Shibonah Beis HaMikdash V'mehir V'yameinu. So it says, why in the middle of the Mishnah does it come this So he says, because the Mishnah starts off with Have Az Kanoma. You should have this midah of Azus Kanoma. And then it says, Az Ponim Legehenem. So this is the Chayr Astira. Should you have the midah of Azus or shouldn't you? But like we explained, it's very good. Of course, every midah has to be used in the right way. Sometimes you have to use it, and sometimes you're not allowed to use it. So Have Az Kanoma, when it's something that's Kodesh Lashem, something that's Lashem Shemayim, that you need to keep your emunah, of course you have to use the midah of Azus. But avada, when you use it for your own benefit, then Az Ponim Legehenem. So if you use it for something good, for something Kodesh Hashem, and you're used to the midah of Azus, you might come Chas V'Chlila to use it for something bad. So when the Beis HaMikdash was there, we had a tzitz that was mechapa for that. But now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we have to use the midah of Azus to keep ourselves strong in Golus. What's going to be if Chas V'Chlila use it for something bad? On that we say, Az Ponim Legehenem, therefore we have to be mispalel Shiyibonei Beis HaMikdash, that a Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, and we should have the tzitz to be mechapa if we don't use the midah of Azus in the right way. So Moshe Rabbeinu needed a lot of Azus and Tkifus to stand up connected what he went through, starting with Dosan and Aviram, with Paro and Klal Yisrael, what they went through in the Midbar. He needed a lot of Azus and Tkifus to stand strong connected Klal Yisrael. But even though he had a midah of Azus, he knew how to use it and when to use it. He only used it for something that's the Shem Shemayim. But when it came to his own feelings, he never used the midah of Azus. It says by when they went out to Mitzrayim, it says Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy. He took the bones of Yosef imoy. Shulei Diskin asks the kasha like this. He says when Yosef said that you should take him up to Eretz Yisrael, it says, "Valisem es atzmoisai itchem." It says, "Loshon of itchem, mizeh itchem." Valisem, you should take up my bones, itchem. And here it doesn't say, "Vayikach Moshe es Yosef atzmoi itoy," like Yosef said, "Itchem." It says, "Imoy." It says, "What's the difference of itoy and imoy?" Itoy is like a live person is carrying a dead person. They're not really the same. He's carrying something else with him. But imoy is chapter is the mamishwan. The mam, they're the same, and they're going together. So I should have said, "Vayikach Moshe es Yosef atzmoi itoy," because Moshe Rabbeinu was alive and Yosef was dead. He should have said, "He's taking something different with him, not together." So Mishul Leib Diskin explains that Yosef atzadik, even though the brothers told him to Mitzrayim, but he wanted to tell him like this: you should take up my bones with you. The Gemara Chazal tell us, "V'rekav atzomo is kina." If someone has kina and he's jealous and he has a sinner connected to someone, then v'rekav atzomo is, that brings that your bones become moldy. So he says, "You'll see when you go out to Mitzrayim, you'll take my bones with, and I'll still be there fresh." He says, because even though you saw me to Mitzrayim, I have no sinner and no kinna connected to you, I have nothing against you, and you'll see when you go out to Mitzrayim, you'll take me up and I'll still be there because I have nothing against you. Even though they were so bad to Yosef, they sold him to Mitzrayim, he has nothing against them. Moshe Rabbeinu also, he went through so much with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. They wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. All the others and the tkifas that Moshe Rabbeinu had all through the years were only l'shem shemayim, to bring them up to Eretz Yisrael, to get them through the Midbar. But when it came to his own feelings, Moshe Rabbeinu, that didn't touch him. That didn't touch him. And he took that limit from Yosef. V'yikach atzmes Yosef imo, he took that limit with that Yosef had, that same limit he took for himself. That even though Klal Yisrael was so bad to him, Klal Yisrael gave him so much trouble, but the azus and the tkifas he had was only l'shem shemayim, to bring them closer to Rabbeinu Shlomo. But when it came to his own feelings of other, everything Klal Yisrael did didn't touch him, and he had no sinner and no kinner connected to Klal Yisrael. And that's why he took with V'yikach Moshe Yosef Atzmai Imoy, the same limud that Yosef HaTzadik had, the same midah that Yosef HaTzadik had, that same midah Moshe Rabbeinu took with him. The Torah finishes off, V'lekom Navi Oit B'Yisrael K'Moshe, there was no other Navi like Moshe, for all the Nisim that the Rabbeinu Shlom sent him to do in Mitzrayim and Paroi. And then the Torah finishes off, Asher Osa Moshe Le'enei Kol Yisrael. What Moshe did in front of the whole of Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, makes him a Sifri, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. This is going on, Keneged, the Shviras HaLuchas that Moshe Rabbeinu did. And the Rebbeinu Shlalem was masking to why he did. The Rebbeinu Shlalem agreed that he should have broken the Luchas, like Chazal to tell us, Ashe Shibato, Yashikoyach Shibato. The Rebbeinu Shlalem told him, Yashikoyach Shibato, he did the right thing. So all the Mefarshim asked the Kasha, why does the Torah finish off with such a bad thing, with Shviras HaLuchas? The Torah should have finished off with something nice. Why does the Torah finish off with the Shviras HaLuchas? So I saw from Rebbeinu Shlalem, he explains like this. He says there's a big limud from the Shviras HaLuchas that the Torah finishes off with. The Torah teaches us that everything Moshe Rabbeinu did, he walked, and everything he did was hand in hand with Rabbeinu Shlomo. Nothing was done on his own, with his own mind, with what he wanted to do. Everything he did was mamash al picheshbon what Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted him to do. Even though Rabbeinu Shlomo didn't tell him what to do, but he was always mechaven to what Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted. He says like this. The Gemara says there are three things Moshe Rabbeinu did, midatoi, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo was masking to him. First one was, the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, V'kidash them before Matan Torah, they should prepare themselves 2 days for Matan Torah, and he added on another day. Hoisef yom echad midatoi. He added on another day, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo was masking to him because the Shechina only taki came down on the third day. The second one was, he was perish min isha. He had a cheshbon that he had to be perish from his wife. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo was masking to him. And the third one was that he broke the luchas. Says the Reis of Salant that the biggest thing that he did was the Shviras HaLuchas. He says, because being Moisef one day to Kabbalah Satoira, the Torah is going to be given an end. So he pushed it off one day. Of course, it's an unbelievable thing to push off Matan Torah for a day. But at the end of the day, the Torah was given. Perish Mene Isha is a personal thing that he decided to take upon himself. He wasn't Negea to anyone else. So he took on himself Perish Mene Isha, but that was only Negea to him. But Shviras HaLuchas, the Luchas had so much in itself. The first Luchas, it says Cholos HaLuchas, that it would have been Cheiros Mena Golos, Cheiros Mena Yisuren. It would have been a different Klal Yisrael, a different world. And he went and he broke those Luchas L'Oil Meyad. All those skulas that we had in the first Luchas were taken away from us L'Oil Meyad. The first two things were pushed off for a while, or it was something personally for him, but the Shviras HaLuchas was something that was taken away from us L'Oil Meyad. So he says, how did Moshe Rabbeinu take that koyach and to do such a thing and take away this from Klal Yisrael? So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu lived with the Shechinah. The Shechinah was with him all the time. It wasn't that he had to go ask the Rebbeinu Shlomo what to do. He was so close and so dovek in the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Shechinah was always with him. And anything he did was mamish yad b'yad Hashem. And everything was exactly how the Rebbeinu Shlomo would have wanted him to do. Even though the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't tell him what to do, but he did it Because he was so close to the Shechinah, and the Shechinah was with him all the time, everything he did was Mamele al pi d'rotzon of the Ribbono shel Olam. He says, that's why the Torah finishes off with the Shriya Saluchas. And Shriya Saluchas shows us how close Moshe Rabbeinu was, and how dovek with the Shechinah was, and everything he was Moshe to Klal Yisrael, Teresh Miksav, Teresh Balpeh, everything we have is nothing made up of his own. Everything is, even though Ribbono shel Olam didn't tell him every word, the Vice of Ribbono shel Olam did, but even though he wouldn't, everything was done what Ribbono shel Olam would want him to do. How would we bring in Shekhinah to ourselves? Of course we have to work on ourselves in bringing in Shekhinah. But we see when Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring in the Oren into Kodesh HaKodeshim. So Shlomo HaMelech made the Oren that was Yud Amos, and he came to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and the Kodesh HaKodeshim was also Yud Amos. He wanted to bring it in, and the Oren didn't fit in. So Shlomo HaMelech was mispayish, he didn't know what to do, and he started davening. He davened Su'u She'arim Asheichem, Su'u Pesachei Olam, V'yovei Melech HaKovet. And Hashem said, Mi Zeh Melech HaKovet? So Shlomo HaMelech said, Hashem Tzvokos, Hu Melech HaKovet Tzalot. Ribbono shel Olam is a Melech HaKovet, and the She'arim should open up and let the Melech HaKovet go in. So all of Hashem asked the Kasha, Shlomo HaMelech was a Chochem Mikol Adam. You know, he was a Chochem Mikol Adam. Where was this Cheshbon to make a Oren that was 10 Amos, and that has to fit in to the Kodesh HaKodeshim? There was also 10 Amos. Every Pasha person wouldn't have done such a thing. And Shlomo HaMelech, Chochem Mikol Adam, how did he come to do such a thing? So I saw a pshat like this. To be Zoyche, to bring in the Oren to Kodesh HaKodeshim, we need that brought down Hashkaras HaShekhinah. How are we Zoyche to Hashkaras HaShekhinah? So Nefesh HaChaim says, it says, V'shachamti v'soycham. Rabbeinu Shloim said, make us a mikdash, and I will rest b'soy chom. Lashon Rabbim. Why doesn't it say b'soy choy? I'll rest in it, in the base of mikdash, in the Mishkan. Why does it say b'soy chom lashon Rabbim? So the Chazal tell us, b'soy chom, b'soy chol echad ve'echad. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Rabbeinu Lashon explains, that every Yid has to make in himself, in his heart, a mokim fashkas hashchina. He has to make a mikdash ma'at in himself fashkas hashchina. And only once you do that, you make a mokim fashkas hashchina in yourself, then the hashkas hashchina can come down in a mikdash, in a mishkan. But before you do it in yourself, there's no mokim fashkas hashchina in the mishkan, in the mikdash. First you have to make a mokim in yourself, fashkas hashchina, and then the hashkas hashchina can come down in the mikdash. So he says, to take in the Oren that was 10 amas, into a mokim that is 10 amas, if there's a shreis hashchina, an es is no big deal, and it would have been posher that the Oren could have gone in to the mikdash, even though they were both 10 amas. But Klal Yisrael, then he saw that the Oren didn't go into the mikdash, so he said, it must be that shechina is missing in the hearts of Klal Yisrael. The shechina is missing the leif kol echad of Klal Yisrael. So that's why Davin, su'u sh'ar mashreichem, su'u pischei oylam, open up the hearts of Klal Yisrael, the hearts of every one of us, that the shechina should be able to go into us. And only then the Oren would be able to go into the mikdash, because the shechina in the mikdash is only shaykh if you make a mokum shechina within yourself. That's what Shlomo HaMelech davened. He davened that Ribbono shel Olam should send down Hashkaras HaShekhinah and Kedusha into every one of Klal Yisrael, and then Hashkaras HaShekhinah will be able to come down in Mikdash, and then it will be possible that the Aron will be able to go into the Mikdash. For us to work on Hashkaras HaShekhinah, of course we have to work on it. But to work for the Daag of Moshe Rabbeinu is a bit much. It feels a bit much. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the biggest Daag. So Tanchuma asks, it says two psukim. Once it says Hukam Mishkan, the Mishkan was put up, was built up, and once it says Vayikach Vayikam Moshe Es Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu built up the Mishkan. Tanchuma asks, what did Moshe Rabbeinu put it up, or was it put up on itself? So everyone knows, the Chazal explained that everyone tried to put up the Mishkan. All the Chachamim, they tried putting up the Mishkan, they couldn't do it. So they went to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we can't put up the Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I also can't do it. So he went to ask Ribbono shel Olam, what should you do? They can't put up the Mishkan. So Ribbono shel Olam told him, you put under your hand, you do whatever you could, and I'll do the rest. So Moshe Rabbeinu put under his hand, under the kroshim, and the Mishkan was put up on itself. So these are the two psukim. Vayokam Moshe sa Mishkan. he put up the Mishkan, but he didn't really do it. It was Hukam a Mishkan. A Mishkan was put up on himself. But even though the Bnei Shlomim had to do it to him, it was done on itself, but because Moshe Rabbeinu put under his hand, and he did whatever he could, he put in his koyach, so it's Nizkal Shmoishel Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan, even though he couldn't do it himself. The Bnei Shlomim had to do it. But if he put in his koyach, and he put under his hand, and he tried whatever he could, it's Nizkal Shmoishel, it says in the Torah, Vayokom Moshe Sam Mishkan. This is a big limit for us, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was big madregas, but all we have to do is put on the hands, put in all the koyachas that we could, and it was, and the Rebbeinu Shalom will give us the koyach to finish off and continue, and we should be zoichet to Ashras Hashchina and to the Bnei Beis HaMikdash.